What is going on? This is Shawn Michael Lewis with the Niche Experience and
Eddie Green with Selling People Not a Process. What's going on, guys?
Well, you know what? Nothing is going on right now because we are doing a podcast, Eddie.
It's true.
Yeah.
Not writing content, not selling clients, not coaching, not consulting. No. We're sitting in front of microphones staring at each other.
We just stand here and stare at each other and listen to crickets.
Yeah, it's great. It's so relaxing.
Anyway. We're actually today we wanted to kind of talk about some of and over the next several weeks. We want to talk about missed opportunities going into 2020 for restoration contractors. And this is something, you know, in our career as salespeople, we begin to identify it. And today we had a really good call with some of the leadership team at Esporta and really wanted to talk about one key area today, but as well as many different areas that restoration companies are struggling to find revenue opportunities and so forth. But today we want to talk about one specific opportunity that your brand, your company can take advantage of to not only increase profits, but revenue opportunities and just overall deeper relationships with clients. And I feel like, Eddie, this is something people just don't gravitate to. This is like one of those items they want to outsource and just give away so often. So kind of let's just start talking about this. Like what are your thoughts on this, Eddie? Because what we're basically talking about today is content cleaning, textile cleaning. A lot of times this is outsourced to a CRDN, a first team, some type of third party company for a referral fee of maybe 5 to 10% if they're lucky. And sometimes they don't even see that referral fee. But let's talk about the opportunities, like why restoration brands aren't bringing this in-house and why they should be bringing it in-house, because of the investment is really not that significant for what they can be profiting and making over time.
Yeah, I personally don't understand it. I mean, you know, you've got crates and crates and crates of hard contents that you're more than willing to store for the client, that you're willing to clean. It's going to be a whole lot more time consuming, you know, than doing the soft contents. For whatever reason, it's like, you know, the biggest objection that I hear from restoration owners is I don't want to be a dry cleaner. But yet, beside your ultrasonic machine, every single facility's got a washer and dryer. So they're doing some sort of soft content cleaning to begin with. Why not just be that one-stop shop, maintain inventory control, you know, do all of those kinds of things, have a greater control over the process than farming that out and watching other people get rich, which now they're just bypassing the restoration owner and going straight to the adjusters and getting referrals that way.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen this over and over again. No matter how good the company is, it just seems like when you start leveraging those connections to other vendors, other responsible parties, things start to get lost. Things start to get mismanaged. The quality of work isn't up to par with what you do if you consider yourself a top-notch restoration provider. And I think this is really something. I mean, when we were going through the presentation with Esporta today, Eddie, I mean, we were seeing 70-80% margin off of having an Esporta in-house. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, and the thing about it is everybody thinks that the investment in the Esporta is going to be fairly substantial. And, you know, it's not a drop in the bucket. I mean, it's not a cheap piece of equipment. But in looking at what the potential ROI and how quickly you can garner that ROI based on it, you know, you could be looking at anywhere from 8 to 9 months, maybe even as sooner as 8 to 10 jobs, you know, and you've paid for that. And now you're just making straight profit, you know,
yeah.
And 80% margins, you're not getting that MIT.
No, not at all. And I think what you know, backing up a little bit from our perspective when we were in commercial sales, anytime we first responded to like apartment fires, things like that, I always felt getting the content cleaning, not just the hard contents, but the soft contents as well, was some of the easiest up to grab work, especially if the structure was a hit or miss, whether you were going to get it or not, because you know as well as I do, a lot of apartment complexes have family members that own construction companies, and they're just waiting for those things to burn down so their family member can come in and bill the insurance company. But it seems with content, there's always an opportunity to get your foot in the door and get it moving fast, because people can't really live without their underpanties and their clothes.
Well, I think that even more importantly, you know, that it's our job, you know, as restoration professionals, whenever we do walk in that empathetic approach, whenever you're taking inventory of the soft contents, it's important to know that, you know, the contents can be sold based on how attached they are to the items. It could be an antique blanket that their grandmother had made for them, but also too, it's always cheaper to restore than replace.
Absolutely.
You know, so you're looking at an average of what, $7 to $8 per garment. And, you know, if it's, say, for example, you're one of these buckle fanatics and you're wearing Rock Revivals, this is a $150 pair of jeans if you're going to replace them.
Yeah, well, it blew me away on our conversation, and one of the reasons we're excited to kind of network with them and open opportunities for them to get this, you know, very simple technology in the hands of more restoration providers is we didn't realize there weren't that many restoration contractors in the U.S. and Canada that were already using Esportes, but the ones that are some of the highest revenue generating businesses out there.
Right, right. And, you know, I've seen a couple of them in action. I've seen some amazing marketing techniques to be able to go out there and do it so that they can ensure that not only are they getting the soft contents that are going to be coming through their facilities, but also to ensuring and locking up the mitigation relationships. You know, I just traveled up and spoke at a sales summit in Pittsburgh, and one of the things that they were doing up there is they went to the high schools and said, hey, instead of spending X amount of dollars to send your equipment out every single year to get it cleaned, what if we come by once a week, we pick it up, we clean it, it reduces staff infection, it reduces MRSA. They're doing this for free for the high schools.
Yeah.
And they have garnered big mitigation jobs because of it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's a forest through the trees thing, but think about who all they can tell now moving forward that they do soft contents. Maybe the parents end up of that football player end up having a fire, you know, and they need some help from the restoration company. Now it doesn't have to go out to multiple vendors to keep track of your stuff. Everything can stay in house. You're that one stop shop.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's really funny. Like, this is an open ball field for independent restoration providers, even the big box brand names. I mean, I don't understand. And I think a lot of this relates to the corporate brand. Why are they not making this more of a necessity for revenue opportunities, especially with those margins and royalties being paid on it? I don't understand why it's always about outsourcing to somebody like CRDN or First Team, which they're going to hate us for bringing this up. But, you know, I just don't understand. I think a lot of that goes back to a lot of these jackass rabbits at corporate offices have never done the work. They've never been on site. They've never seen what it's like to be in the thrill of a chase and trying to solidify, you know, restoration work in the heat of an emergency. They're just sitting behind a desk with their thumb stuck up their ass saying, oh, you need to buy this, this, and this. And they don't have a clue how to market or sell it.
Yeah, agreed. And not to mention the fact that they probably never ever dealt with a client that CRDN or First Team or the local dry cleaner professional that's doing these things has lost customers' merchandise. You know, ultimately, you're liable for that because you've subcontracted that out. So, you know, they haven't had to deal with that pissed off client because you lost my grandma's blanket, you know. And I've been on the front lines of those kinds of things. They're not pleasant conversations to have. You do have to reimburse them for the amount of the garment or whatever that was lost. And, you know, why would you have that liability? Just cut out the middleman and do it yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing I love about Esporta, and this is something as we've gotten to learn more about them, is that they really focus on being an education company in that space, which we talk about a lot, being an education company in your industry. But Esporta, they are building networks for training and selling and communicating with communities. I mean, they're really doing a good job to not just sell and be a one-and-done type company. They actually believe in coaching and helping people be successful with their machines and their products that they offer.
Yeah, we need to dispel the myth too, because I bought into this, you know, in talking to textile restoration companies, you know, 21 years ago, whenever Esporta came to the marketplace, it was for hockey equipment. So they still use that as an objection to say, you know, you can't use, you know, your typical soft textiles in these kinds of things. They've made advancements, guys. They're not just and it all depends on the setting. So if you buy a used Esporta, bring it into your facility and it's tearing stuff up, chances are it's not calibrated correctly, and that's lack of education. And Esporta actually wants to do certification training with you, maintain your certification, because everything that they do is proprietary. Everything is done equally, so it ensures consistency among the product that's being delivered. You know, they set it up, they calibrate it basically for what you're going to do. So there's really, truthfully, no excuse. I mean, it's the objections that I've heard are from 21 years ago. They're not valid today.
No, absolutely. And they, I think, you know, after talking to their team, they're actually a smaller team. I think they have 12 employees or something like that. Don't quote me on that. But what I really love about them, talking to them, they know a lot of people in our network, a lot of owners they work with in the restoration business, a lot that they don't work with, but they still offer value, training, and insight. But what I really like, because we actually sat through a presentation, and they showed us, you know, profit margins. They showed us what things cost. They, you know, really spelled it out. Like, this is, I mean, you get into one of these for 50, 60, 70 grand, or you expand and do multiple units or things like that to scale your business. I mean, you're talking easily an additional million, 2 million plus dollars of additional revenue you could bring in that you're already sitting on top of for a year if you're a bigger provider.
Right. I mean, whenever you take a look at it, especially if you're in the commercial space, you know, how beneficial would it be for you to not only walk into the hotel that you have a relationship with and say, look, we can do your mitigation, your biotrauma hazmat. Now we can also do all of your linens, you know, and how much is that going to increase? How much are they doing that? There's only some of that that they can do. A lot of that stuff is outsourced. So you go in there to be that one-stop shop. Now you've just increased your revenue channel, you know, like you said, by $1 million to $2 million a year. I mean, who doesn't want that kind of a bump?
Yeah. And what I really don't understand is if you buy a franchise or you start a business, you typically have an initial equipment package. Why do you think, Eddie, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm asking you, why do you think these corporate brands don't want to include something like an Esporta in the starter package when you have margins of, let's just say even on the low end, 60, 70%, 80% on the higher end? Why do you think they're not putting that in there? Like, if there's something going on there that they're selling other equipment, they're getting higher margins on when they're selling the initial pack and they don't want to take away from that. But if I was starting a business, this would be a no-brainer if I was putting a few a few hundred thousand dollars out that I could start recouping my investment quicker than trying to work up to buying one in the future.
Well, I think it's because it's time to call the corporate executive teams on the carpet, and that's because they don't know, you know, and how can you effectively go out and go educate your franchise owners whenever you've never done the work, you know? So, and they probably have no clue about contents cleaning. It's something that they find out as they go on throughout the deal, but I bet they've never sold a contents cleaning job. They don't know how to do it. They don't know what's involved. You know, it's like everything that I learned in restoration, I learned from doing, you know, and these guys haven't. And so therefore they don't know what equipment to sell these people. They're just going through a book and saying, this is what you need to start your business and good luck.
Yeah. And it's all about, you know, instant gratification money. I mean, I think when, you know, it goes down to the principle that we always talk about over and over again, out care, out educate leads to more sales. And I feel like majority of businesses, including franchise operations, they don't understand this and they create such a fear and strike mentality. Like, okay, you buy this business and we sell you on the glorious process of how much rich you're going to be. Then you get in, they're going, no, you got to follow every one of these rules or we're going to kick your ass and fine your ass and then kick your ass out of our system if you don't follow it. So now you're running scared instead of focused on growing your business, going to people. I mean, I've worked in that corporate environment, Eddie, and I can tell you right now, the person sitting on my right and the person sitting on my left were a bunch of dumb shit that didn't know what they did, but they had a college degree, so they were hired. And I think we see this way too much. We're not hiring and building businesses on people with executable results and experience. We're hiring people based on what a piece of paper says. Right. And because they fit some kind of mold or box that, you know, that somebody told them this is the way you hire people. I think it's completely broken. And I honestly, I'm not seeing a single big box brand doing this. I think independence, this is a way, if you're struggling in your local market against other brands, or even if you are a brand and you're struggling against other brands, these are the things you have to start looking at to get a leg up on your competition.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think that that's probably ultimately, you know, we've talked about that over and over and over again. How do you differentiate yourself from everybody else? Take a look at what everybody in your market space is doing. They're referring them to textile restoration companies. You're not going to put them out of business. It's not going to happen. There's going to be enough people that just don't want to take it on. But to me, as a business owner and a restoration professional, it was one of the things that I wanted to do was be that one-stop shop, that one solution for every problem that my client had. And this way I can control everything. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm spending. I know what I'm making, all of this. It's not really that big of a headache. I mean, you're throwing stuff in a machine. It's all calibrated. It's all done. It's all scientifically done. You put it in, you take it out, you put it in the dryer, you take it out, you inventory it, you return it back to the customer. Yeah. I mean, for God's sakes.
Very simple. Box it up, make it look pretty, you know, put a little sticker on the box. You know, I mean, there's so many ways to enhance that experience. I mean, you can document via video. You can have cameras in your shop to make sure if something gets stolen or missing or something like that. It's just such an easy process going into 2020. I don't understand like how this isn't just blowing up where everyone is lined up out the door and there's a back order list for technology like this, because I mean, I don't get it, Eddie. Don't get it.
It's 10 times harder to teach a guy how to make a straight flood cut than it is to be able to run these machines.
Yeah.
No. I mean, especially with the training that Esporta provides behind it. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not going to go out there and figure this thing out on your own, and that's where Esporta really comes to the table. And, you know, Sean and I are very proud to announce that we have started the initial discussions of partnership with them and being able to work in conjunction with Esporta. So we're going to get that training too, somewhere in January or February. We're going to go out and get the training necessary. But, you know, if you want to know more about Esporta, you can contact us and we'll put you in direct contact with them. But I think, as Sean's saying, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it is legitimately a way for you to, you could even hire a salesperson just to go out and create soft goods sales for your stuff, as opposed to, you know, have your commercial person, have your agent person, have a textile person.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful part about it. I mean, even if you just want to get into textile cleaning, I know many of you might be listening out there wanting to start your own business. You really want a business that I believe is easy to run. If you have great organizational skills and willing to put in some hard work, I think this is a great opportunity that anybody can start a business from the ground up. I think, you know, now it's starting to register a little bit more for me why a lot of brands don't want to push something like this, because it's not an add-on sale per se where they can monetize, because they're not buying more air movers. They're not buying more scrubbers. They're not buying more dehus and things like that. So this is more of like, you buy this, it does scale pretty quick. I mean, there's a lot of room for scaling with it. And then maybe you start buying additional machines and everything to up your production with it or your capabilities. But I mean, you can run crews 24/7 in a business like this and just have different shifts and things like that.
Yeah, what'd they say? They said like 20% right now of the restoration professionals that are using it have already purchased a second unit. You know, that's huge right there.
Yeah, they wouldn't be buying it if it wasn't making them money.
Right, exactly. And you know, again, if you go out and you go buy a used one, you're not using it correctly, you haven't went through the training, you haven't checked the calibration settings, that's on you, man. That's you not taking the time to educate yourself and doing due diligence to find out what it takes to make this product successful. I don't have any empathy for you there. There's too many tools out there for you to be able to educate yourself, be able to go directly to the company and say, hey, this isn't getting me the results I need. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys, I really enjoyed Eddie talking about this today. I definitely think if you should at least owe it to yourself to explore it. I would recommend, without a doubt, sitting on a presentation with Esporta, whether you're on the fence or you're not interested, just look at the opportunity that's there. Even if you're super interested, I can get you on the phone with them as soon as this week. Definitely take advantage of that. I'll be putting some more content and highlights about what they do out there as well. But again, going into 2020, you got to start thinking outside the box. How do you build your business into a powerhouse? What are you going to do different? You know, me and Eddie are big on technology with Matterport, Preplanned Live, all this stuff that we got coming down the pipeline. A lot of interest out there. And you know, it's absolutely hilarious, Eddie, because you know, there's a lot of companies out there that are acting like this isn't a serious thing. And I cannot wait, with the boots on the ground that are implementing this technology right now, how they are going to wipe everybody's ass because they're just thinking different right now.
Well, yeah, if you think that you're not, you know, you're just going to continue to do things with one of these old 4-amp snails. I mean, look at just the direction that equipment has gone, to Bluetooth and automated drying logs based on those things, to reducing the size of the equipment. Now you can automate things through your phone, you know, to be able to start and stop the machines and set them on timers. If you think that you're just going to continue to do things the old world way, you're going to get left in the dust.
Yeah. So technology, we're going to be talking a lot about this over the next few weeks. We're getting a lot of big, awesome, incredible stuff with Matterport Preplanned Live right now.
Airwall.
Oh, yeah. Man, I keep forgetting about it. Airwall is just, man, again, we'll talk about that another time, but we actually need to get Keith on the show from Airwall and kind of talk about why he started that business. I keep forgetting that would be an amazing interview.
That is the new way of containment. We'll just leave it at that, but we will get him on the show and talk about that. But honest to God, it is as revolutionary as anything out there.
Yeah, and we're actually working on some content for him right now. So a lot of exciting things. Hope you guys are having a great day. We look forward to talking to you later this week. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.